104.7, 919, Andy and Mel for the high today. A little windy. The wind chill right now.
25 below.
Oh, wait, but the temp and wind speed has changed. We are now...
What is it? You have to tell me what it is.
Okay, we are currently... Well, first, I have to have the music, because it's not a game without the music.
Right, okay. So the temp is...
What's the wind chill?
What's the temp?
Currently in Sioux Falls, 2 below.
2 below.
Wind, northwest at 17 miles per hour. What's the wind chill?
The wind chill is 24 below.
Oh, so close.
23?
23 below zero.
Ooh.
I should have had the buzzer.
I knew I was close.
I got to have the cheesy game show buzzer next to my cheesy game show bed, just in case I need it.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
I have some meteorologist friends.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I could call them.
Actual friends or like Facebook friends?
Well, they're on Facebook, but I actually know
them. Okay, well, I have Facebook meteorologist friends, too.
I actually know them.
I could send a direct message to Phil Schreck. That
so could I.
Doesn't mean I'm going to get
I actually know him.
But I wouldn't call him a friend.
I worked, well, it's not like we hang out, but I worked at that television station.
Yeah, but are
station.
They a friend or someone you know?
I know them.
Okay, well, that's not a friend.
But I actually really know them in real life, not Facebook world.
Well, yeah, but I mean mostly Facebook. So is it a friend or is it just somebody that you used to know?
Somebody I used to know, Alex.
Okay, I was just curious. Okay, so you just bought a car.
I did.
Did you regret it?
No. Why?
I have the 10 biggest regrets people have after buying cars.
Oh, okay.
The number 10 regret, 6% realized they should have taken the car for a test drive first.
I did.
Who doesn't take a car for a test drive? Weird. Unless it's like an antique car. That I understand. You know, if you're looking for an original 64 and a half Mustang, you don't care if it runs. I just want this and I'll fix whatever's wrong with it. And
right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, I might want to hear the engine run before I actually put the money down. But 6% think they got a bad deal on the car.
I did not get a bad deal.
These are the top 10 regrets of people after buying a car. Okay. 6% didn't check the service history on the car before buying it.
I checked that as well.
7%. Well, do you always have the service history?
I think we have at least like a Carfax or one of those
things. Well, that's just the ownership history. That isn't really, and if it had major damage, I don't know if it has like, I got his oil changed every, 3,000 miles.
I don't know if it has that information.
7% at number 7 think they should have haggled more.
Nope.
Number 6, didn't check for worn tires and other problems before buying the car. I did not do that with my truck.
You didn't?
It was hidden. I mean, I looked at the tires.
Right.
But I didn't crank the wheel all the way to the side on the front.
Oh.
And the inside of the left front tire was pretty much bald.
Oh.
So.
Mine are good.
And in that location, I don't know if they even realized it was there. Number 5. People wish they'd gone with their gut instinct instead of changing their mind.
Oh, I went with my gut on this one, too.
Number 4, regret, lost money on the car because of how fast it depreciated, which typically happens with new cars.
Right. So I guess if you bought a new car, you would feel that way.
Number 3, regret, wish they did more research before buying. Number 2,
I did lots of research.
Didn't realize how expensive the car would be to run. In other words, how much gas, repairs, and insurance would cost.
Definitely something I looked into. That was like a very big concern or on one of my list of things.
There was, I found out, what I mean, cars are, for the most part, cars are cars. You know, maybe some foreign brands maybe would be more expensive to like get an oil change on or,
or
maintenance, repair. But one thing I found out was that I don't remember which. I remember that my brand of motorcycle that I used to have was really cheap for like the regular maintenance you're supposed to do, the tune-ups, because everything is super accessible. And another brand of motorcycle, by the way, these are both foreign. Neither one was Harley Davidson. But there was another brand that was incredibly expensive just to get an oil change done because it was a pain in the butt to get at it. Like you had to tear the thing half apart just to change it.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, wow, I'm glad I got mine instead of the other one I almost got.
That would not be cool.
And the number 1 regret was that they bought a lemon because the car had mechanical problems.
No issues there. Now, I did a good job, I feel.
If you buy a used car, you're going to have a mechanical problem at some point.
Eventually. I mean, almost. What vehicle do you buy that never have some sort of little issue?
And if you have one of those cars, save your email. Congratulations.
Yeah. Eventually, you're going to have something.
But yeah, I mean, like, our, like, I don't know, we probably put 1,000 miles on our car that we bought last summer, and the fan belt started squeaking. You know, that's just a run-of-the-mill thing. It's not a big deal. Right. You know, I'm not going to say that's a lemon. Like, if the transmission falls out of it, then that's a lemon.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Then that's not good.
I think I did a pretty good job.
But one thing I do like is it's harder to go wrong with cars now. Like, they're all more reliable than they used to be. Like, even, like, 10, 20 years ago.
Right.
Like, when I got my car in college, I mean, it was just a dumpster fire. There's always something wrong with it. It was parked as much as it was running, you know?
Here's the thing, though. As soon as you pay it off, that's when everything goes wrong.
Yes, it's finally paid off. And now it's going to give you more payments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened for me with the van.
And that, you know what? That didn't happen for me with my last two cars.
Really?
Well, I've only paid off two cars in my life.
Mm. Yeah, as soon as the van was paid off, boom. New engine, my, transmission go out,
actually,
this goes out, that goes out.
Well, I take that back. My Cavalier did have some issues after I paid it off, but not for a while.
Well, it was a little while. I think it was like a year or so before it started giving me crap.
But it was also a 1999, and this was 2008. We're talking about a nine-year-old car with 130,000 miles on it.
Right. Usually it was, when it gets up to that point,
it's
some stuff
starting
start
to become disposable
wrong.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. We've got dirt coming up shortly. Also, Macklemore next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hey, hi. Yo. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
A Canadian ticket company is suing Taylor Swift because they paid her $2.5 million in advance for a concert that was eventually canceled, and she never gave any of it back. They're suing her for $1.8 million, which is what they had to dole out in refunds. Fergie and Josh Duhamel are expecting their first child. Fergie broke the news on Twitter by posting a composite photo of the two of them as babies, along with the caption, quote, Josh and me and baby makes three. Hashtag my lovely baby bump.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that Fergie can add. I didn't know that. This is what happens when you hump with no protection for your junk. Josh Duhamel is a hunk and gave Fergie a baby bump.
A bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. A bump, a bump, a bump. A lovely baby bump. Check it out. Her boobs will grow like crazy with milk made for the baby. If you go and do the humping, soon you will be breast pumping. Gerber, Greco, Pampers, strollers, cribs, and hampers. Fergie's hips start flaring. Stretchy jeans she be wearing. 9 months in the making. Her back will be aching. Her water will be breaking. There'll be no more menstruating. A touch of Fergalicious with Josh's big assistance. It's Fergie's little fetus. It's birth, I'm sure they'll tweet us. A bump, a bump, a bump, a bump. A bump, a bump, a bump. A lovely baby bump.
Yeah. By the way, that was recorded in about 3 minutes.
It was.
It was recorded, by the way. It was like, not like a live version.
Like 20
It wasn't
minutes.
Crappy karaoke. It was just like, hey, got an idea. Let's do it. Okay. And that
Pretty
was about
much.
It.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Congratulations, though. Jim.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've been together a while. I think it's time for them to have a baby.
It'll look like Josh Duhamel and a cat. You know, the.
I don't think Fergie looked like that when she was born.
No, but she kind of does now.
Thanks to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the baby would have
the lion
plastic
face
surgery.
You don't inherit
no.
modifications?
No, you okay. don't inherit modifications. Can you imagine then what Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers get to look like if they inherit modifications?
The boys would have boobs. It'd be terrible. And there's the snort. Mel is gone. Come on, dead puppies.
Ooh, okay.
Dead puppies.
the visual there was just
baby boy with A cups.
Yes. I was imagining much bigger boobs though.
So here's why you shouldn't try to do what prisoners do in movies.
Okay.
Tying a bunch of bed sheets together to escape out a window. Last week in Estonia, a 35-year-old man tried to do that to get out of his 8-story window, and the bed sheets snapped.
Oh, snap.
He fell more than 70 feet, but wait, he landed in a pile of snow and survived.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was lucky.
70 feet. And he was actually able to get over to the ambulance on his own.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it was kind of a bad deal, though. He was trying to climb out the window after his wife had locked him in, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Weird.
Not a good deal. Let's see here. There was another thing. Oh, yeah. This is kind of fun. I like crime shows on TV. Like, one of my favorites is Back, or cop dramas or whatever you want to call them, or police procedurals, sometimes they're called.
Like Law and Order.
Law and Order SVU, or my favorite in the world is Back on Now, Southland.
Okay.
On TNT. Mm-hmm. Love that show. People who watch those shows, it turns out it's a good thing. Like, if you Law and Order SVU Marathon or yeah. NCIS Marathon on USA.
I watch Law and Order all the time.
Study out of Washington State University found that people who watch a lot of crime dramas are more likely to help people than others.
Hmm.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to Law and Order SVU, more specifically, they are more inclined to help sexual assault victims.
Wow.
Study found that crime dramas include an average of about 6 violent acts per hour, and people who watch them are more likely to give cops helpful information about a crime they witnessed.
Interesting.
I wish it didn't take that to get people to do it, though.
I agree, but that's interesting.
Yeah. And back in 2005, a 17-year-old in Minnesota had a rare genetic disorder, got a heart transplant, saved his life. The heart came from a 22-year-old in Washington who had died, and during the transplant surgery, the 17-year-old met the donor's sister. They kept in touch, and in 2011 became a couple. Guess what?
They're getting married.
Yep.
Aww.
So that's got to be the first time someone marries the sister of a donor. Heart donor?
Yeah.
Has to be.
That's pretty awesome, though.
That's really cool. Especially since sometimes they don't even... I don't know if they always know.
Sometimes you do, I think. Sometimes I think you get to meet the people that are the donors or the family.
Yeah, it's not like... Yeah, usually... I don't know. I would want to. If it was one of my loved ones, I would want to meet the person that got it.
Yeah.
You know? And if you're the person who got it, how can you say no?
Right.
I don't think you could say no.
Wow.
That would make you one of the most horrible people in the world.
Exactly.
No, I got my heart. Get out of here. Go away.
Wow.
Thanks for the kidney.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later.
Wow. That would make you, yeah, like you said, the most horrible person ever.
Pretty much, yeah. Speaking of horrible people, heroes of the day are up next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:51. Big time trending on Twitter this morning, and it dropped yesterday. The new song from Mariah Carey, Almost Home. I've got a little clip for you. When you're almost there and you're better than some of the stuff she has come out with in the last few years.
I like it.
I'm glad she's just doing a pop song instead of trying to be like, you know, Thug Mariah.
Yeah.
You know, some of that was like, really? You know, keep the rappers out of it.
Yeah.
You don't need a rapper in every song.
Trending number one right now on Twitter right now.
Number one?
Yeah, it's like the number one listed thing on the trends.
Well, that doesn't mean it's actually number one.
I don't know if they put it in order, but I think they put it in order.
I don't think they do.
I think they
otherwise
do.
It would be ranked.
Well, it's up there. It's trending. It's big deal.
Yeah, it's big deal. but it's not necessarily number one.
You think? Do you think American Idol is helping her out a little bit with that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. Every time he's a hero. Working class hero. I can be your hero, baby. It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
This is actually kind of a PSA, like a surprisingly valuable life lesson. Before you jam your tongue into something or your significant other's mouth to kiss and make up after a fight, you better make damn sure that they're not holding a grudge still.
Okay.
Okay. On Valentine's Day, 51-year-old Elaine Cook of Illinois and her 47-year-old boyfriend got into a fight. They have been together for 10 months. Not clear what they got into a fight about. Anyway, Elaine's boyfriend decided that they should just move past it and kiss and make up. So he started kissing her. And Elaine responded by biting off a large chunk of his tongue.
Ah!
Yep.
That's probably what it sounded like, too. Ah!
Yeah. Maybe a little louder.
Maybe a little louder.
He ran into his kitchen and tossed his tongue into a bag of ice. He called 911. Doctors were not.
Tossed his tongue into a bag of ice.
That was good thinking. Doctors were not able to reattach the missing piece of the tongue, unfortunately.
What do you mean you can't reattach my tongue?
That would suck so bad. Now he sounds like Vin Diesel.
This sucks.
Elaine was arrested and charged with felony aggravated domestic battery. She is still in jail because her bail is $100,000.
Yeah, take that, Elaine, your $100,000.
And her boyfriend is not paying because, quote, I have to focus on getting better now.
I have to focus on getting better now. I don't know. We should just quit after that one.
I know. It was such a good one, wasn't it?
But mine's pretty good, too.
Okay.
Don't do it while driving.
Oh.
Is the
don't do what?
It. Around 5:30 a.m. Friday, 30-year-old Asia Walker of Palm Coast, Florida, was driving with her boyfriend, 38-year-old Charles Phillips, and they were getting it on in a moving car.
Oh, let's get it
on. Not sure how the physics of that works, but anyway. They clearly didn't think it out either. Asia lost control of the car and slammed right into the wall of a house in Daytona Beach. The car went all the way through. Fortunately, the house was vacant. Somehow, neither Asia nor Charles were badly hurt.
Whoa,
although Asia was taken to the hospital to be checked out with a minor head injury, she's been charged with careless driving.
They were relaxed.
Yeah.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
While driving.
Uh-huh. Don't they say that if you're relaxed, the accent won't be so bad?
Okay. I don't know. Anyway. Or not paying attention at all.
Well, that too.
You don't know the accident's happening until it's happening?
That could be.
Yeah. Anyway, time for us to go. Ben is in next. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.